choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, inviting you to join me right here on Enjoying Everyday Life, where I give you easy and practical ways to live a life you truly love.
Joyce Meyer is heard at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
And be empowered with what God told us to do. Not stick our head in the sand and pretend like it's not going to happen in our lifetime. Hoping and wishing for the best. I'll just be happy if gas comes down $2 a gallon. Well, so I, but it's not going to shape my destiny. God wants to work on the inside of us. You know what else is cool about the ant? You ever see an ant go after a crumb? He don't go after a crumb that's smaller than him or the same size. You ever see an ant? He's got a big old crumb. The crumb's 10 times bigger than he is. You ever see that? And if he can't carry that crumb, he's walking backwards, pulling it. I mean, it could be a Cheeto. And one ant's got it. He's like, "I got the Cheeto. Ain't nothing going to stop me. It's way bigger than me, but I don't care. It's my Cheeto." Huh? You ever seen that? Am I the only one that knows this stuff? He goes after things that are bigger than he is. Come on now. He goes after things that are 10 times bigger than his body. And if he can't carry it, man, he just drags it. He pulls it. He pushes it. He enlists the help of his buddy. "We're going to carry this thing together." He'll get 10 little ants under that Cheeto, man. They'll walk it down. They'll walk it for miles. And then they got a hole that big on top of the ant hill. I don't even know how they get that thing in there. But you watch it go up and it's gone. It's gone. They probably got a whole bag of Cheetos down there. And some beef jerky. Watching the Super Bowl, I don't know. Listen to me. Some of us in this room today, we've got a dream that looks a whole lot bigger than what we could ever handle. But we've got a hold of something that looks bigger than us. It looks tougher than us. And we may not be able to deliver it all in our lives at this moment. I might be dragging it. It might look way bigger than me. I might look foolish carrying it. But come on, somebody. God wants to do something big in our lives. He wants to do something big. God is working on the inside of us going, "Go ahead. Go ahead. Grab that thing. I don't care how big it looks. Go ahead. Go ahead. I know your friends don't think you can do it, but go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can build a building. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can own a business, but go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can buy that house, but go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can get the loan. Go ahead. Go ahead. I know they don't think you can pay for the loan, but go ahead. Go ahead. You can do it. I know they don't think you can buy that land over there, but go ahead. Go ahead. Come on. He's a yes God. I know you don't think your church can keep its missions obligation, but go ahead. Make one. Oh, Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. It's bigger than you are, but go ahead. Touch somebody, say, "Go ahead, it's bigger, go ahead." Huh? You ever felt like you grabbed a hold of something that's bigger than you are? You thought, "What in the world am I doing here? This is more than I can handle." Can I tell you, push it, pull it, drag it, do whatever you got to do, but go ahead. Don't let go. Amen? I don't care if you got to stand up in the middle of your bedroom and lay hands on yourself. Do whatever you got to do in order to move to the next season of your life. I don't care what you got to do. I don't care if you got to lay on the floor and stain it with tears. Go ahead. See, I don't know about you, but I don't want to just do the ordinary. I've had about all the ordinary church I can stand. I've had about all the cute church I can stand. I've had about all the four songs, hear the word, and out the door I go, I can stand. I want to be a Christian 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Go ahead. Such somebody say, it's my yes season. Why should anybody drive past 10 churches to get to our church? You say, well, they got good worship. Well, so do we. Well, they got good preaching. Well, so do we, I hope. Huh? If we're doing the same thing that the other 10 churches are all doing, what is it that you got a hold of that people look at and go, my goodness, I got to be there. There's something, they got a hold of something that's bigger than they are. How in the world can that little tiny church down there have 18 full-time employees? How they do that? Go ahead. I got to be a part of something that has a vision that's bigger than me. I got to be a part of something that has a dream that wants to change the community. I want to help them. Go ahead. Somebody said, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Listen, I believe God is looking for people that have faith, but they have no frame of reference for it. They just believe God for whatever.
Amen.
God said, do it. I'm going to believe it.
Right.
God said, own it. I'm going to own it.
That's it.
I don't care how ridiculous it looks. Because I'm telling you right now, you got to be ridiculous if you want the miraculous. How many know it's God that enables it to happen? It's God that's doing it. It's His word. It's His voice. It ain't me. It ain't you. It's Him. His power. His glory. It's His obligation. I'm just obligated to be obedient. Go ahead. Somebody say, go ahead. Be obedient.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
That's why I think it's so important that you begin to declare now what you think God is going to do tomorrow.
Lord.
Start declaring it. Start speaking. God, I thank you for this new raise in pay. God, I thank you for opportunities to speak your word. God, I thank you for miracles in my life. God, I thank you, God, to meet the right people at the right time with divine appointments that will impact the kingdom of God for your glory. Lord, I thank you for that. Go ahead. Amen. Listen to me. The anointing is not as near as fragile as you think it is. I'll try it again. The anointing is not as near fragile as you think it is. God's not that fragile. Amen? Well, Pastor, I've been around here a long time, and you said you were going to do this, and that really didn't happen. Well, how many know the kingdom of God didn't fall apart because I missed it? Huh? It didn't fall apart because you missed it a few times either. The thing is what we do is we let the devil sit up on our shoulder and talk us out of our blessing because we feel like we failed somewhere along the line and we ain't never going to attempt it again. Well, I stuck my head out there one time. Once? Only once? Are you kidding me? I stay out there. Huh? How many know you can't make a lot of mistakes unless you're out there a lot?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, help us. Listen, the truth is God wants you to get something on the inside of you that's way bigger than you are. Because if you can get it without God, then What's the point? Huh? And listen to me, God will never give you a life where faith is not necessary. It requires faith. He's a faith God. It takes faith to please Him. God will not have you live your Christian life where you don't have to exercise any faith. If you can do what you're doing, whether God shows up or not, you haven't even begun to grab a hold of anything that's bigger than you are. You got stuff fitting in your pocket. Huh? Grab a hold of it. Go ahead. Amen. What is it that you are doing that's bigger than you are? What is it that you are doing that is God-sized? What is it that you are preparing for in the next season of your life that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of another man? Huh? What is it? What is it on the inside of you that you got a hold of that you can't let loose of? That draws you into the next season of your life? Some of y'all got some really cool stuff that's real big, and you're afraid to tell anybody because people look at you and go, uh-uh, not with you. That ain't happening. Don't worry about it. Dream big. Amen. Go for it. Go ahead. Amen. Look, I don't know who I came to talk to this morning. I might only have to come to talk to two or three of you, but it might be all of you. But you need to hear this. If this word is for you, amen. God's been talking to you about some things that He's put on the inside of your heart, and you're sitting there, and God is saying in the Spirit, go ahead. Go ahead. What are you waiting on? Well, if I just had more money. No, go ahead. Well, if I just had the right people. No, go ahead. Well, if I just had enough time. No, go ahead. Amen. You ain't doing nothing but getting older and getting closer to the grave anyway. Go ahead. Amen. People going around 90 years old, well, maybe the next season of my life, I'll finally live the dream that God gave me when I was 12. You should be on dream number 90. Listen, I got a word from God on this stuff. God says, yes, 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 yes. You didn't think you could own it? Yes, yes, yes. You didn't think you could have it? Yes, yes, yes. You didn't think you could go there? Yes, yes, yes. Somebody shout yes, please. Yes. He's a yes God, not a no God. He's a faith God. Amen. You didn't think you could lay hands on somebody and see them recover. He says yes. Yes, 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 yes. He's a yes God. Proclaim His word. He's a yes God. So I don't know if I can do what God told me to do. Yes, you can. He is a yes God. Amen. Whew. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I hear God saying yes. I hear Him saying yes in your life. I hear Him saying yes in my life. He's saying yes over this ministry. He's saying yes over your income. He's saying yes over your jobs. He's saying yes over your finances. He's saying yes over your kids. He's saying yes, 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 yes. He's a yes God. Come on now. But you've got to prepare for it today. You've got to get ready for it today in order for God to bring it to your life, the next season of your life. Listen, we can't wait till there's 400 people coming to this church to go, uh-oh, we need to get some more greeters and ushers. Huh? We've got to get ready for it now. We've got to be ready for it now. Amen. We can't 400 people come here and we're going to go, oh my God, what are we going to do with all these people? We ain't got room for them.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Door. Yeah. mightier than thunder, stronger than the seas, softer than velvet, robed in majesty. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, creation shout your name, forever you're the same. Your love is higher, higher than the skies. It's deeper, deeper than the ocean is wide. You're the color of all colors, if only we could see. Brighter than any star, bigger than anything. Creator of the universe, you are the God who sees. You know when a sparrow falls, and you care about me. Your love is higher, higher than the skies. It's deeper, deeper than the ocean is wide. You're the color of our colors. If only we could see, it would be amazing, beyond our wildest dreams.
Hey, you are beyond my wildest, all the dreams I had, you are.
Your love is higher, higher than the skies. It's deeper, deeper than the ocean is wide. You're the color of all colors. If only we could see, it would be amazing, beyond our wildest dreams.
Husband's gone astray. The 5,000 lonely teenagers who'd like to run away to the many, many others who feel unwanted, all unloved. That's why Jesus gave his life to prove his perfect love. If you're lonely tonight, Jesus loves you. If you're hurting inside, he cares. He wants to show his love to you like you.
Crucified, buried, and rose again.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters.